Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, July 21st, 2006. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We share these messages from our home here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, each weekday morning, hoping to encourage others in their service and walk with the Lord. Today's message is titled, Waiting on the Lord. I've got two scripture portions that Brooksine will read today, both from the Psalms. Psalm 27, verse 14, and Psalm 31, verse 15.
Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart, and wait for the Lord. My times are in your hands.
I have a friend who is dealing with cancer. She is trusting the Lord for her healing, but is finding the wait period extremely difficult. I know so many of you can identify, and undoubtedly some of you are in the midst of a very hard wait period as you listen to today's message.
A young lady in our Wednesday Bible study gave an interesting illustration about waiting. She told us that she had recently placed separate orders for two items. She was able to track one item online and could find out exactly where it was in the process of arriving at her front door. She found reassurance and growing excitement as she was tracking her package and knew exactly where it was and when it was going to arrive. The other order had also been sent and will undoubtedly arrive, but the whereabouts and specific time of delivery is unknown. In so many experiences of life, we are waiting for God's promise to be fulfilled, but we're uncertain of the timing in the process. Although the reality of the promise is assured, the timing and often the means by which God will bring about the promise is unspecific.
The daily scriptures bring great assurance when appropriated. I want to especially encourage readers today who are in the midst of a wait. Twice in one verse, the psalmist calls us to wait for the Lord. I have a feeling waiting has always been hard.
In the second verse, the psalmist acknowledges, "My times are in your hands." We can each make that proclamation as well and can experience our Lord's unsurpassing peace when we place our times in His hands.
Consider the annoyance and the impatience that can come when things don't work out as we had planned due to an unanticipated delay. Oh, for the ability to really understand that our times are in His hands. We all face unexpected delays that try our patience and bring on the anxiety jitters and perhaps sleepless nights. But remember this truth today. When it's beyond our control, it is always within God's control.
Let's pray. Jesus, you made us to be time-sensitive creatures. Our schedules are guided by hours, days, weeks, years, seasons, and on and on, and it goes. While most of our activity is decided by our prearranged schedules, we don't usually allot waiting time, but you do. You arranged it for the patriarchs of old and expected of your followers throughout the ages, as we've often found ourselves waiting and waiting and waiting. But it's not a waste of our precious time, for you tell us that we are strengthened in the wait as we depend upon you to work out the details of our lives. You've promised that if we wait upon you, we will renew our strength, and we will mount up with wings as eagles. The psalmist reminds us that we are safely covered under your wings, where we find refuge, as your faithfulness is our shield and protection. As we do so, we're refreshed in our spirit, and we find ourselves more patient as we wait upon you to accomplish your intended plan for our lives. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine, for writing and expressing that prayer. It's certainly a prayer I have today, and I hope all of our readers and listeners today as well find peace during the time of inevitable wait. Well, we are again Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. Our main presence is on the web at www.dailyencouragement.net. And if you go to that site today, there are a number of additional resources, a number of songs regarding waiting that are not common songs, more from independent musicians or local churches. I actually have clips to three of them. Two, as I recall, are full version songs, and one is a short but at least long enough to be meaningful clip, a two-minute clip. There are links to these, and obviously you're listening to this audio, so they'll play for you if you choose to go. Click on them. We also today have some photos up on the site that we're kind of excited about. In our little neck of the woods, we had some new births yesterday, and this morning, in fact, even. I've got a picture I took at 6 o'clock this morning of a little bird right in our backyard, along with an egg. Short time later, Brooksine looked, and there were two little birds, so the egg had hatched. And I enjoy digital photography, and you can take a look at that if you want. Finally, today we have one other resource up, and that is a writing by Elizabeth Elliot that I've had on my computer for a number of years. I don't know where it came from. It might have been an email forward years ago. It's a short writing. Hope I'm not improper in placing this up. But it's entitled The Discipline of Waiting, and is a further supplement to today's message. Well, we hope you have a wonderful day, a wonderful weekend. We prepare these messages Monday through Friday, so thus there is no messages prepared over the weekend. But may God help all of us to continue to serve Him faithfully. And we do also continue to pray regarding the world situation, and very specifically the situation in the Middle East. How we feel for all the people involved, but also since, again, wondering when it will be God's time to blow that trumpet in the wonderful culmination of the ages. In the meantime, we wait. We wait and serve. God bless you.